We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, a motherfucker.
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Yes, it's Wednesday hump day, middle of the week. And we still don't have a new president yet, huh?
No, we don't. I had every intention of being there this morning, but staying up late doing Stephen Colbert's election night special, and then trying to watch some more of the results as they came in. Definitely overslept today.
Yeah, I was actually halfway to work. They gave me a call. It was like, well, Charlamagne overslept, so he's not coming in. He's gonna broadcast from home. So I did what anybody else would do. I made a U-turn. And went
you
back home.
You can still go in, though.
No, I'm good. Why be there by myself? That's the whole thing with being there. It's like the energy, talking to people. It's the feedback, the back and forth. So I was like, I'll go back home. And I was up late last night, too. I was tired. I actually drove to the city last night when I see them boarding up the city. And they were boarding up everything from CVS to little hookah spots to department stores. My daughter goes to college in Manhattan, and I was like, you know what? Let me grab her just in case there's a problem, a situation. I don't want her to be stuck in the city, so I went and got her last night.
Yeah, I was laughing at those pictures you posted because I was like, how the hell does DJ Envy manage to post every single expensive store in New York City? You post the Porsche dealership, the Hermes store, the Bentley dealership, the Lamborghini
Ferrari.
Manhattan dealership, something I can't even pronounce. What's this, Belgari? Belgari?
I posted Coach, though.
Coach is not inexpensive.
Okay.
Y'all need to stop. Coach is still expensive.
Coach.
Salvatore Ferragamo. Cartier. Yeah,
that's because when I was leaving the city, that's the way I was going. I was cutting that way.
He's on Fifth Avenue.
Those are the stores I passed when I'm going back to the George Washington. So that's why I posted. I posted Coach, though.
Lord have mercy. He did that for
Coach is not inexpensive. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's
expensive.
It is.
Yeah, but we still don't have no president because all polls are BS. Political pundits don't know what the hell they be talking about, and America is who we thought she is. Yes.
What's that? And that is
racist. Mm-hmm. full of bigotry. That's
the
foundation
of
America.
Well, yeah, for people who thought there would be a lot of people thought there would be a clear winner, and That has not happened yet. It's still very, very close. But we'll talk about that in front page news.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that was going on. I was lost and confused. But hey, we'll talk about it next. All right, front page news is next. There's still no president, so
we can do French page news. We can do French page news. We might need to start looking into other countries. Let's see what's happening in French. Yeah.
They don't want us.
All right, we'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with hello.
Go ahead.
You can't hear me?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah,
you
so talking? Let's start with the, because he kept going, yee.
He's retarded.
All right, well, let's start with the presidential election results. And as you know, each candidate needs 270 electoral votes to win this presidency. A lot of people thought that this would be a sweep from Joe Biden, but that has not happened. And here is what Donald Trump had to say last night.
They knew they couldn't win, so they said, let's go to court. And did I predict this? I've been saying this from the day I heard they were going to send out tens of millions of ballots. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list.
You know, all my political pundit friends be pretty delusional when it comes to the Trump administration, because even last night, like as you see that the election is close, I'm like, damn, you know he's going to challenge it and it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And they telling me last night he won't do that. I'm like, who have y'all been watching the past 4 years?
He's been saying
he's going to do that
this whole time.
Yeah, yeah. He's been talking
and
about
that
the whole time.
Actually flagged his tweets and everything because he's talking about voter fraud with no evidence. Now, there's 9 states that have not yet been called. And those states are Alaska, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Maine, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Here is what Joe Biden had to say last night.
I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election. Yes. We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient. And it ain't over till every vote is counted. It's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people.
So they're saying, I seen yesterday that they said it might be a tie. That there's a possibility that it could be a tie.
Yeah, I saw a variable like that. That I did see that, where it would be like 269 or something like that. They said it's never happened, but it's possible. This would be the year it would happen.
2020 would be the year it would happen. So if that happens,
amen,
the people don't get to decide who the president is. I guess it would go to Congress. How does that work? I don't know.
No, it wouldn't go to the Congress. It would go to the courts. Hmm. And it would be
Democrats
up to the electors, I think.
Majority in the House of Representatives. Right now, it looks like the Republicans will retain control of the Senate, is what it's looking like. The squad all won their reelection campaigns, by the way.
Hey, man, Jersey legalized marijuana. Drop one of Clues bombs for Jersey, okay? That was one of the highlights of the night last night, because Jamie Harrison didn't win.
Nope.
So I was disappointed about that. But Jersey legalizing marijuana, that was a plus.
My homie hit me last night. So it was like, does that mean I can smoke tomorrow? I was like, that's a good question.
No, I don't think all right, tomorrow.
I was like, I would
Sam
wait.
McBride
I wait
became the first transgender state senator in U.S. history, and that is in Delaware. So that's a huge deal as well.
Okay.
She tweeted out, we did it. We won the general election. Thank you. Thank you. I hope tonight shows an LGBTQ kid that our democracy is big enough for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. So
all
far.
Right.
We'll keep you updated.
Get it off your chest.
All throughout the morning.
800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Whatever you feel. You know, however you're feeling, call us up, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, good morning, Chef Man. Good morning, Envy. Good morning, Angela. It's Rick. What's going on, y'all?
Rick, what's up, black man?
Good morning, Rick.
I'm good, man. I got a huge anxiety thing going on right now. Anyway, but this...
Why? Yo,
I'm disappointed in a lot of the people that you think that would be with you in this particular election that are not with you, man. I was looking at the map last night and I saw Miami-Dade. Miami-Dade, where it's such a diverse population of, you know, immigrants and Hispanics and black people, and you couldn't even get support from there. And like, there's so many closet Trump fans, bro. It's like, I don't know, man. It's like...
Well, I think Cubans are very supportive of Trump, and I don't think they're closeted about it.
Yeah, I don't think they're closeted at all.
But down there in Miami-Dade, where there's so many Haitians and Jamaicans and people from the Caribbean, it's like, it can't be just the Cuban population alone that's just dominating the vote like that. And based on Trump's immoral behavior the whole time, this race should not be this close, man. And I'm with Charlamagne. America is really showing who it is over and over and over again. This is not a moral place, man.
Does it surprise you, though? Does it surprise you?
But, you know, the fact that you... It doesn't surprise me, but the fact that you're raising kids here, man, and the fact that you have a sense of morality. And I came here from the islands. I'm from Jamaica, and I have an allegiance to America in the sense of, you know, this is my place. I've been here since I was a kid. And like, damn, you really love America more than Americans do. You know what I mean? Because, like, you want it to be a prosperous place for everybody, and they just want it to be prosperous for themselves. So it's like, I don't know, man. I'm disappointed. I'm really disappointed at how close this is. I really thought that people would look at Trump's behavior and examine it and be like, yeah, you know what I mean? Even if he is making us a little bread, you know what I mean? Which is not even proven 100%. His behavior is not indicative of what America represents to the world. I don't think a lot of people recognize that, how America was a beacon of light for the rest of the world. And now we alienated from the world. Nope. We look like one of them whole countries, bro.
Yeah, but Rick, you know, America was a beacon of light to the world, but it was also a country that kept so many of its people oppressed and in the dark. You know what I'm saying? We got to be accurate about that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rick, though.
But yeah.
And also, too, it's important to note in Miami, yes, Cuban Americans did disrupt the election, but also, you know, there was like about 300,000 ballots that hadn't been scanned yesterday, even though USPS says they were processed. So they did a whole sweep of like mailing facilities because it was just like 300,000 ballots missing in South Florida. So
get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm dialing.
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kai.
Hey, peace, Kai. Good morning. Get it off your chest, mama.
What's up? Good morning. I am just so mad about this election. Like, I can't believe so many people think that a bully should be controlling the head of our state. I just don't get it. Like, he don't know nothing. He goes around everything he talk about. And then he just disrespectful to people. I saw a sign 2 days ago that was so disturbing. It said, women vote for Trump. I'm thinking like, do that sign mean peace vote for Trump? Like, really? And he just so disrespectful to women? And now y'all talking about a tie? That's what made me call this, because I just got in the car on my way to work. And I heard y'all talk about... it might be a tie. And then now Congress, he got most of his people controlling all the high, you know, courts. Positions. So we already know it's probably about to be him another 4 years. And he's been getting away with everything. He ain't got to turn in his taxes. Like, this is the most illegal man. And they let him get away with it.
I mean, listen, man, it's people like power. Donald Trump is a big stepper. Americans like big steppers, clearly.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jake. Good morning, y'all.
Jake, what up, man? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, it's just amazing that we're standing in line for an iPhone. We're standing in line for free backpacks. We're standing in line for anything free. But we won't stand in a line and vote. I'm just totally
amazed. Hey, now, time
people weren't standing in line.
Y'all got to stop saying that. There was a record... There was record voter turnout in this election. You had over 100 million people vote early, and a lot of people showed up to the polls. They just voted for Donald Trump. Waiting. Like, yeah. And by the way, it's not over. Like, everybody talking like it's over.
Not over.
It's not over.
But But if we would have stood in line, then we wouldn't be talking about.
They did stand in line.
That was like my man from South Carolina, you know. So, you know, Charlamagne, you went down there. I mean, no.
People stood in line and voted. They just didn't vote for the person you wanted.
They didn't vote for the person you wanted. Like, we got to deal with reality here, man. It's not like people didn't show up. It's not like 2016 when people didn't show up. People showed up this time. They just voted for Trump.
Yeah.
But it's not over.
Republicans always show up. I feel like they show up.
It's not over. But thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Jake from Somerville. Hey, I just wanted to shout out my beautiful wife and my twin kids that were just born. They just turned 2 months.
Congratulations.
2020's been a crazy year, but you know, we still got some blessings going on.
Did you get out and vote?
I'm happy to hear that.
Absolutely.
All right.
You know,
who'd you vote for?
Voted for Biden. And
that's what everybody says.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, we gotta move on.
No, we don't. Biden hasn't lost yet.
The results are not all in.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody sounds depressed.
Oh, with Harrison.
Yeah, Jay Harrison lost.
Okay.
Yeah. My guy Jamie Harrison definitely lost.
Damn it, man.
Oh, there's still hope for the country. Yeah.
I don't know if it's hope for the country.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Get what you're saying, man. Just enjoy them babies, bro.
We'll see, you know.
Yeah, the only reason I say I don't know if it's hope for the country because, I mean, the leadership in this country is not going to change anything. And that's what we all have to realize. America is America, period, regardless of who's in office.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes. And since we're talking about elections, let's talk about somebody who voted for the first time ever for himself.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Election Day.
It's
about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Oh, we live. Well,
oh, yes. So Offset was out election day and he was providing free food to Georgia voters online. So shout out to him for doing that. Also, Method Man voted for the first time. He posted, "There's a first time for everybody. This is mine. Vote first time voter. It's not a privilege. It's a right." Kanye West voted for the first time and he voted for himself.
I wonder if you regret, ordering people food if your state goes the opposite way than you voted. I wonder if he regrets spending all that money on those folks in line. Because you don't know how those people voting. So you might have just spent all this money for people who voted.
Nah, he just wants people
opposite
to
of what you voted.
He just wants people to vote.
No, we don't. We got to stop saying that, too. We don't just want people to vote.
We want people to get out and
the
vote.
Person that we're voting for.
I mean, no, you want people to get out. I'm surprised. All the money that Ye spent, does it make sense? Like, was it worth it? Because he spent millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Did he really, though?
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't know. Did he really? I don't know. I don't know.
He got 60,000 votes across 12 states in this race, but he's already focused on 2024. Now, he tweeted out when he voted, "God is so good. Today I'm voting for the first time in my life for the president of the United States, and it's for someone I truly trust, me."
Yeah. It's a shame that we're even reporting this. It's a shame that we're even talking about this. Like, seriously. Because it's like we shouldn't even be entertaining that type of behavior anymore. Like, let those guys stay all the way over there, because as we can see right now, we still don't have a president of the United States of America, and we don't know what factors have contributed to that yet.
All right. Well, now here's some sad news. DaBaby, his brother passed away. His older brother, Glenn Johnson, has reportedly died. And according to reports, it was from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So I want to send out our condolences.
Absolutely.
To DaBaby, to his family. That's super sad. His brother is survived by 3 daughters and a son. Now, he did post the intro to his song where he did address his brother.
My brother be thinking that we don't love him, let him struggle like we ain't fan. Like, I won't give up, all I got to see you happy again.
Yeah, I remember that bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Condolences to DaBaby.
Absolutely.
Condolences to DaBaby and his family. I mean, that's probably one of the worst feelings in the world, right? When you got, you know, all the money, all the resources, but you can't make, you know, people around you happy. You know, like, they're dealing with, you know, mental health issues that, you know, money can't change. Mm-hmm. They just got to go out there and get help and do the work.
All right, now let's move on to talk about R. Kelly. He is still facing a total of 18 federal counts, including child pornography, kidnapping, and forced labor. And they have decided that there will be an anonymous jury for his federal trial. And the reason for that is because of potential juror intimidation. So in this ruling, they said, "In paneling, an anonymous jury is appropriate given the seriousness of the charges, the defendant's history of obstructing the judicial process, the potential for juror intimidation, and the intensity of media attention given to this case."
Yeah, I don't even see how any juror cannot already be swayed by the R. Kelly case. Like, I mean, like, R. Kelly's been in the news for years.
There might be people who don't know who R. Kelly is. If you're like an older person and you know, there's people who might not know.
R. Kelly can get free pancakes from IHOP right now.
Shut up, man.
I'm just saying, if you're like 70 years old.
It's not likely that nobody's going to know who R. Kelly is.
Hey, I don't see how you cannot know who R. Kelly is in 2020. He's all over the news. The Gayle King interview alone. Like, come on. The Lifetime special. Like, I don't see how R. Kelly could have ever.
R. Kelly did country music. R. Kelly, yes. He crossed over with all genres. You know the name R. Kelly.
What jury wouldn't be swayed already?
But it's not even just that, though. Anonymous is also because we've heard a lot of stories about, even think about the screening that I hosted, right? For the surviving R. Kelly, and how they called in a gun thread and they had to clear it out before we could even start doing the screening. I mean,
I agree. I'm not tripping off that. I'm not saying that the anonymous thing has anything to do with it. I'm just talking about just a jury, period. Like, they already, R. Kelly's convicted already. In the hearts of a lot of people.
Right. All right. Well, but you'd be surprised. You see all these people that were outside protesting for R. Kelly and saying to free him. It's amazing. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, we got front page news coming up. Everybody knows what we're talking about. Election, election, election. And we'll get to that next. It's the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's DJ Envy, and for 55 years, the General Insurance has been giving people affordable auto insurance with excellent customer service. Get custom coverage that's right for you and immediate proof of insurance. Call them at 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
5 seconds.
What's wrong with you, man? Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
What's
Club.
Happening?
All right, let's get in front page news. Let's go, Yee. Hit us.
Yeah, things are updating because I've been watching the news all morning, too, to see what's going on. They're trying to figure out what's happening in Michigan. I guess a batch of mail-in ballots have been counted. I see Wayne County is over 60% in favor of Joe Biden. You know, things are happening very quickly right now. So far, according to CNN, they have it 224 to 213 in favor of Biden. And as you know, with the Electoral College, you need 270 votes to be declared the winner. So we are still waiting to project a winner in 9 states across the country.
What's the 9 states? I know Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. What's the other 6?
So the places where we are trying to see. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
What's the
big
ones?
You guys can talk amongst yourself.
Arizona. What's the big ones? I know Arizona already came in. Joe Biden came in Arizona.
Okay.
So Michigan, Pennsylvania, those are the big ones. And Wisconsin,
I know Michigan and Pennsylvania, yeah.
Wisconsin.
Georgia.
How nobody campaigned with T-Pain in Wisconsin? That would have made so much sense. Anyway, it don't matter.
Well, Donald Trump is already saying that he is the winner. Listen to this.
They knew they couldn't win, so they said, let's go to court. And did I predict this? I've been saying this from the day I heard they were going to send out tens of millions of ballots. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. This is a major fraud on our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list.
Well, if they find the ballots, that's because your people hit them, okay? 102 Democrats voted early. You have to count all those votes. There is no votes after hours. It's nothing coming in after the polls are closed. It's not fraud. All votes have to be counted, and Trump doesn't want all those votes counted, period.
The 9 states that we are waiting for that have not yet been called are Alaska, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Maine, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
I thought Arizona got called. I thought I saw that this morning.
Nope. No, those are still not called. So we're still waiting to see what's going on there. So vote counting is still underway. So all eyes are on the Midwest right now. The election is far from over. And here is what Biden has to say, because he's still pretty confident that he's winning. And he is in the lead right now.
I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election. Yes. We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient. And it ain't over till every vote is counted. It's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people.
Yeah. Biden won Arizona, yeah?
Yeah, they said it early this morning.
Yeah, The Hill called it. Fox News called it. Like, yeah, he won Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, according to CNN, these are the 9...
MSNBC still has it as two
questions. Yeah. MSNBC and CNN are wrong, okay? And they've been
called this morning when I woke up.
Okay, all right, they're wrong. All right, Joe Biden won Arizona.
All right, so other things that are happening right now with these... I'm sorry, this is all frazzing, and I'm trying to keep on updating us because this is all happening right now. Republican Lindsey Graham did defeat Jamie Harrison in South Carolina. Jamie Harrison was well-funded. This is something that could have happened, but we are disappointed about that just because of how divisive Lindsey Graham has been and the terrible things that he's had to say about people who are not conservative.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, I would have been more surprised if Jamie won. Jamie was an anomaly. I mean, South Carolina is a historically red state. So, you know, when you talk that racist rhetoric that Lindsey Graham talks, he's talking directly to people who agree with him. So, you know, it is what it is.
All right. Sarah McBride became the first transgender state senator in U.S. history and won her race actually pretty easily in Delaware. She posted, "We did it. We won the general election. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope tonight shows an LGBTQ kid that our democracy is big enough for them too." Now, marijuana legalization measures did pass in 4 different states.
Let's talk about it.
For that in New Jersey, right?
Yep.
No, I did.
So what does that mean? Recreationally now y'all can just smoke?
Yeah, if you're over the age of 21. I don't know when it starts, but yeah.
And that means that there'll be a lot of more, it'll be dispensaries opening up, and it's just going to be business. It adds a lot of revenue to the state of New Jersey. That's all. Mm-hmm.
All right, now the Election Protection Hotline did see a surge over alleged voter intimidation also. So they said if you saw anything, you were having any issues, 866-OUR-VOTE was a number that you were told to call. And they said they got so many more calls for this past election. That also could be because, you know, they've been doing a great job of letting people know what to do if there were any concerns when you went to go and vote. So they said that there was upwards of 115,000 calls about potential voter suppression. Y'all were good, though, right? All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, let's open up the phone lines.
Yeah, I am on edge. I'm not going to lie. I'm watching everything.
Why,
happening.
Man?
I don't know. It's just nerve-wracking, like, watching all...
Because
things change so quickly. Like, there'll be, like, a big batch of votes just came in. I'm just nervous.
As I told y'all yesterday, whatever happens is all part of God's plan. It's all God's will. It is what it is. And that's why I keep telling everybody, you got to have other plans. You don't know how this election could go. What happens if the Trump administration wins? But you're just going to sit on the sidelines for the next 4 years and not engage with that administration? Like, that's why I don't really be just running to knock people who choose to engage with who's in power.
Well, let's
I think it's just disappointing for a lot of people to think about, like, all the things that just happened, and you feel like, okay, do we care about coronavirus? Do we care about racism? Do we care about... And it's just... crazy to me.
That's the other thing too. Everybody always chalking up Trump supporters to just being racist. You will never defeat Trump until you dig a little deeper and start seeing what are the other reasons people actually vote for Trump outside of racism. Racism is too easy to say.
Yeah,
like, everybody can't be racist.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, a lot of people feel like Trump supporters. But a lot of people feel like Trump supporters are racist, and that's not true. I actually know a bunch of Trump supporters, and they're not supporting Trump because of, you know, how he feels about minorities and building a wall. They support him because of the business. You know, they support him because of whether it's their real estate business, their tax breaks, their tax businesses, and how they're able to maneuver through the taxes with Trump. They feel like they can't do it with the Democrats, so they support the Republicans. Yeah. And they look at it like, look, you know, I'm a first-time, you know, millionaire, and I support my whole family. I support my mother, my father, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my brother, my uncles, my aunts. And I'm able to do that and have a lot of tax breaks because of some of the laws and some of the things that Trump puts through. And they feel like through Democrats, they can't. They get taxed more, and they still got to support their family. So a lot of people will do it because of those reasons. You know,
Wait a minute.
That's honest.
Wait a minute. That sounded a little too personal, Yee.
I know.
Do you think?
Felt like you were saying...
What?
Are you a sneaky Trump supporter?
Me?
Are you
I'm
a STS?
No, I'm
not. You were very passionate just now.
I'm definitely not. I mean, I'll like be honest with you.
Are you a Latino for Trump, Envy? Are you a Latino for Trump?
I'm not Latino. I'm black. But, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, the tax breaks that Trump give are better for me. But I'm not voting for my pocket. I'm voting for my people. Because a lot of my people don't have what I have, and they struggle. And, you know, we need help other than those tax breaks. We need help other than those big businesses. So, yeah, I vote for my people, not for my pocket.
Come to think of it, you've been wearing red underwear for years.
What?
Drama said, whoa.
Was it red or did you turn him red?
Because Envy just started pulling.
Wow,
Envy just started pulling his pants up. Envy always be sagging his pants, and he always has on red drawers. Says a lot.
What does it say, you ass? What does it say?
You're either blood or maggot.
All right, guys.
What is the question? Let's open up the phone lines. Let's talk. 800-585-1051. Yes, Kinky Man. Take your hand out your pants. I can see you too, man. Whoa. What is the question?
Oh, shut up. I got my hand in my freaking hoodie pocket.
Yeah, all right. 800-585-1051. 800-585-1051. What is the question, guys? Are we talking?
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
It's a Hall of Fame. It's a Hall of Fame radio show. Let's go.
It got way off track just now.
I say, what is the question?
We're talking.
Why
about...
Why is Envy voting for Trump?
Nah, don't even put that out there. I would tell you if I was.
I thought y'all were talking about Lil Wayne y'all were talking about Lil Wayne and Lil Wayne's girlfriend allegedly breaking up with him because he's a Trump supporter. Wasn't that what y'all were discussing?
Yeah, that was the rumor that she broke up with him because he was a Trump supporter, because they unfollowed each other. She deleted everything and he deleted all pictures but two of her on Instagram.
So the question is,
now watch me bring this together. Can you
date somebody?
Yes.
Or be with somebody?
Or even our work, or be friends with? Because Envy just revealed something to us.
Don't do it.
What did I reveal?
He may have revealed something to us. Okay. So could you? That is the question.
Could
right?
you be friends or be in a relationship with somebody that is a Trump supporter? That is the question. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Yeah, it's funny.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic. Break it down. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about a rumor that happened with Lil Wayne and his girlfriend. Allegedly, they said that Lil Wayne and his girlfriend broke up because he was a Trump supporter. So we're asking 800-585-1051, could you be friends or date a Trump supporter?
Well, I'm sure I am friends with Trump supporters. If my boyfriend was a Trump supporter, we could not date. It's really hard to argue with Trump supporters, so I can't imagine myself arguing every day. I would question, like, your morals and your ethics. And I don't think I could date somebody like that. Now, if I was, I'm sure that some of my friends are Trump supporters, we probably just wouldn't really discuss it too much. I had one person that I've been having some heated debates with for over the course of a few days. I just kind of had to disconnect.
Yeah, for myself, I think it's why they support Trump that matters to me, you know? I have a couple of friends that are Trump supporters, and the reason that they Trump support is because of business and the breaks that they're able to get and the tax breaks that they're able to get and the way they can maneuver through the system through a lot of the things that Trump put out as far as those taxes. So that is the reason why they support Trump. Of course, majority of them are minorities, but those are the reasons that they support Trump. And I get it and I understand. Myself personally, I don't. I rather vote for my people and vote for my pocket. I'm good. My family is good financially, but I know that a lot of my people are. And I know a lot of the places that where I came from and where I'm born and where I was from are not good. So, you know, I vote for helping my own people than to help my pockets.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm all for people, especially black people, thinking freely about their politics, even if I don't agree with their politics. And yeah, I could associate with a Trump supporter. I would just have to know the reason why they support Trump. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I could still associate with a person who's a Trump supporter. Just like the people we voted for, they still associate with Trump supporters. Do you really think Democrats and Republicans are on Capitol Hill not speaking with each other? No, they got to deal with each other every day. So stop it. And until Democrats start digging a little deeper and seeing what other reasons folks vote for Trump, they will never beat Trump or any other Republican who moves with the kind of energy that he's on in the future, okay? All Trump supporters aren't racist, okay? And it's a lot of sneaky Trump supporters. Hispanics vote for Trump. Black people vote for Trump. Women vote for Trump. Why? All of them can't be racist. And until they figure out what the other variables are, they'll never beat him.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Gigi from Yonkers.
Hey,
Gigi from Yonkers.
Could you be friends or date a Trump supporter, mama?
Yes, absolutely. I actually date a Trump supporter now, and I have a lot of friends that are Trump supporters, but I still throw my jabs at them.
Now, why is he a Trump supporter, the person that you're dating?
My husband likes Trump. He says he's the realest president we've ever had, and I tell him that he's not. He's a celebrity, but he believes he's so real. I'm like, get out of here.
Now, what's your ethnicity, ma'am?
Disagree.
What's you and your husband's ethnicity? What's you and your husband's ethnicity?
I'm Puerto Rican, he's Jamaican, which is weird because he's Jamaican.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. You can't chalk everything up to racism. Until they figure out what are the other variables that people support Trump, they'll never beat him or anybody who comes along in the future like him.
I don't know. My husband loves him. I can't stand him. And I have friends that love him too. And I'm like, why?
So does he say MAGA in a Jamaican accent? Like, MAGA!
Can you say MAGA in a Jamaican accent?
Oh, boy.
Dave, can you say it? Say MAGA.
I was screaming MAGA one time.
He said say MAGA one time.
Bagua.
Bagua.
All right, thank Bagua. You, Mama.
He's an Bagua. Embarrassed Trump supporter. Bagua.
Hello. Hello,
Bagua.
Who's this?
What's up? This Elroy like the Jetsons. What's up with y'all?
Oh, Elroy like the Jetsons. Elroy. We're asking, could you date a Trump supporter or be friends with him?
Date a Trump supporter, nah, because y'all got different backgrounds, morals, and stuff like that. So I think if y'all have a kid or something like that, the kid gonna be confused on which side to choose. But being friends, yeah, I think you can.
Okay.
I think you can be friends with somebody who's a Trump supporter if you're not a Trump supporter.
All right. Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
This is Crystal from South Florida.
Hey, Crystal from South Florida. Could you be friends Crystal. With a Trump supporter or even date one?
Yeah, well, kind of I'm in that situation now because my pastor, I just found out that he is a Trump supporter.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a make America God again.
Pastor.
Yeah. He's a black pastor?
But it's uncomfortable. Yes, he is. He's in Georgia. So I listen to him online still. But basically, he kept saying all these sermons, and I noticed he was using a lot of Trump rhetoric. Like, you know, he would say he would only vote for Jesus Christ when he would actually vote. But the stuff he was saying was, like, really repetitive, like, Trump supporters or, like, Fox News stuff. So I just flat out asked him, like, do you like Trump? And then he was trying to defend him and say Trump's not really racist because, you know, the stuff that he says is not on record. You know, like, it's rumors. And so he basically anything that they said about Biden being racist, it was like, yeah, Biden's more racist. He has 94 crime, though. He has this and that. And I'm like, how? Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't.
Well, because Biden has actual legislation that was record. Implemented that ruined black communities. So that's on record.
Yes. Yeah, but my point is, I don't really care if, like, someone supports me for other reasons, like the reasons that Envy gave. But when someone flat out says Trump isn't racist, it's like, no. Like, no, we're not going there.
It's the reason why. It's definitely the reason why. Thank you for your call, Mama. 800-585-1051. We're asking, could you be friends or even date a Trump supporter? We're taking this from allegedly Lil Wayne and his girlfriend broke up. We'll say allegedly. They actually cleared it up and said that wasn't the reason. But 800-585-1051, could you? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call me. Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking, could you be friends with a Trump supporter or could you date a Trump supporter? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
My name is Leela. DJ Envy.
Hey, Leela.
Oh, my God. Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Angela Yee. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, my God. Look at y'all every morning.
Too much sugar in your orange juice this morning.
I love the energy.
You had a Pop-Tart. You had a Pop-Tart and orange juice this morning. You hyper. What's happening?
I am very hype. I am so excited. Oh, my God. I love the radio. I said, listen, I love the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne, you funny as like, I don't care what you say at your mouth. You is funny. Like, it is everything you say be so true. You so truthful with everything you say, even though it be shady sometimes, it be so truthful. I love y'all. Especially you, Angela Lee and DJ Envy. I love how you be with your wife and your kids. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm on the radio. How y'all doing this morning?
Mama, you got to answer the question.
Yeah, tell us why you voted for Trump.
She's willing to shout us out.
No, I ain't voting for no damn Trump.
Could you date a Trump supporter or be friends with a Trump supporter, Mama?
No, I couldn't. Unfortunately, I could not because I never thought about what Charlamagne had said earlier when he was like, you know, they not all Trump supporters are not racist. That never crossed my mind. But when he put it like that, he kind of right. All Trump supporters are not racist, but I still couldn't be with nobody that was a Trump supporter that would. I couldn't be with nobody that was, you know, voting for Trump or a Trump supporter because with so much going on in the world, like, how could this not affect you? Like, even though, okay, it may not all be about racism, but all that other stuff he got going on, like, hey, don't come for my essays. I love me some Mexicans, some Spanish people, and I'm black. No, you not.
You're right, but guess what? Spanish people clearly love Trump, too. See what they voted, how they voted in Florida.
I've been seeing a lot of that. They delusional.
Hispanic people are not a monolith. I think Cubans are very supportive,
it's
but that's
7%
not across
the
board.
Latin population is voting, so let's not make it like it's a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
Dramos just came out of nowhere to protect his people.
I mean,
first of all, Dramos is a Latin for Trump.
Nope, that's not
true.
Yes,
he is. Nope. That is the truth.
Amber, we just found, you literally just said on the radio you voted for Trump and you gave us your reason why.
You did say that. You did
no,
say
I did
that.
Not yep. say I voted that. For Trump. I said I have friends that voted for Trump and the reason why. I was out there actually rallying for Kamala Harris. What did you do, Dramos? Exactly.
I'm using my
800-585. You don't have a platform.
Wow.
800-585-1051.
That was a
We're
nice.
Asking.
Envy, not
you
nice.
Sounded
you
like a Trump
a
supporter just now, Envy.
Yep.
The way you just came at him for being Latino, that sounded very Trump-like.
We can't be friends.
Apologize to Dramos.
No, you snapped at me and I snapped back. Ain't nothing. But 800-585-1051. We're asking, could you be friends with a Trump supporter or even date a Trump supporter? What's the moral of the story?
I mean, I don't know if there is a moral. I just think that, you know, I don't know what the results of this presidential election is going to be, but I do think that Democrats have to start digging a little deeper and seeing what other reasons folks, you know, support Trump for, because they will never beat Trump or any other Republican who moves like him in the future if they keep chalking everything up to racism, because it's a lot of sneaky Trump supporters and all of them are racist. You know, like you just heard us just now, you got Hispanics voting for Trump, Jamaicans voting for Trump, some black people voting for Trump, women voting for Trump. You got to find out the other variables other than just, oh, they're racist. Find out why, because if you don't, you'll never stand a chance of beating them.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, and let's talk about somebody who people were saying is a Trump supporter and he is strongly denying that.
All right, we'll get into that next. As a matter of fact, happy birthday to Diddy. Today is Diddy's birthday. Let's change it up a little bit. Let's get into a little Diddy mini mix for his 51st birthday. Happy birthday, Diddy. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Happy birthday to Diddy. Just wanted to do a Diddy mix, man. Happy birthday, Diddy. He's 51 today.
Drop on the clues bombs for Sean Combs. According to the internet, he's our boss. Revolt owns us.
He's a partner.
And we have to do everything that Diddy says.
That's not true.
Yes.
He's a partner.
I mean, I know it's not true, but let people believe what they want to believe. It's the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, happy birthday to our boss, Diddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to Diddy. I see Diddy. I see he was going somewhere. I think he was going somewhere private. I said he was flying private to the Caribbean, I believe, somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, he going to the Caribbean. I know where he going. But listen, it's the thing is, you know, I have no problem, you know, saying Diddy is a boss because he is a boss of our culture.
He is.
So he's been leading us for a long time.
Absolutely.
He's just not my boss in real life.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee. What are we talking about?
Yes, Chris Rock. He says that he hates all civil rights movies, and we'll tell you why.
All right, we'll get into that next, so keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
I guess there was a list of people circulating that were supposed to be Trump supporters, and they were invited to the White House to talk about Trump's platinum plan. And so anybody thinks that means you're pro-Trump. There was also a documentary, Trump versus Hollywood, and it features Too Short. So here's the explanation that Too Short gave to TMZ about why he was included in that documentary.
I was asked to do an interview. That was it. I wasn't asked to go to a dinner. I wasn't invited to a dinner. I was anything. I didn't tell anybody anywhere on planet Earth that I support Donald Trump as a candidate. I'm like, I'm getting ready to vote right now. And I promise you, I'm not voting for Donald Trump. I promise you I'm not. I was also asked to fly to D.C. to, I guess, meet Donald Trump. I was also asked to jump on a phone call and talk to somebody or Trump. And I said, I'm not doing this. I don't want to be used as an endorsement. Like, you just shake his hand and then they go, oh, he endorsed him. Like, I don't want to be a part of that.
Right. There's a lot of people. I mean, I guess on both sides, people reach out to. Rich the Kid says Donald Trump tried to fly him out for an event in Michigan as well. And he posted the messages. He said, I ain't no sellout. He said, just got a call. Trump trying to send me a jet to Michigan. And
we're not surprised, though. That's what he's boasting.
Clearly
right?
Did not go. They told you, like, you get to meet all these billionaires and the hotel accommodations, all of that.
I wonder how many people actually took the check. You can tell when somebody got paid. I mean, even if you look at that pic of Wayne, it does look like Wayne took a check because Wayne don't even tweet like that. He don't even talk like that. Like, that tweet was too well worded and too perfectly descriptive of the platinum plan, amongst other things Trump has done, like reform.
You think Wayne took a check, though? No, I don't think so.
I mean, I would hope so. And the reason I say I would hope so, because I would hope I wouldn't. I don't know. I can't see any other reason for it. Just to jump out there in the bottom of the ninth inning to say, hey, look at me, supporting Trump. Like, come on.
Yeah, but I can't see. No.
All right. Now, Gayle King, in the meantime, did a 5-day soup fast, and that was to lose weight to get ready for her election coverage. And listen, a 5-day soup fast. So the results are in. If you want to know how she did, she went from 172 pounds to 165 pounds in 5 days.
I seen
she
that.
Says she's trying to get into mustard yellow dress for Lex night coverage, praying to sweet black baby Jesus. It now fits.
She got to be hungry, though.
Why she got to be hungry? Oh, because of the soup?
Yeah, the soup. She got to be hungry. Like, you still got to be hungry, right? Is it like you kind of forcing yourself not to eat?
I mean, it's still something warm in your stomach.
Everybody was talking about her feet, though, on the scale. I know y'all saw those pictures.
Oh, God. Well, she said she hadn't had time to get a pedicure. Some people are scared to go, you know, in the nail salon. I'm not mad at her for that.
Yeah, she said she's not comfortable with that. Bigger issues to worry about.
We seen Charlamagne's feet. When Charlamagne was walking outside hugging a tree, Charlamagne's feet look crazy.
We seen your feet, too, Envy. Not. You're on all these websites.
I had a fresh pedicure. Yeah, and we got a website called OnlyFeet, onlyfeet.com. And people pay money just to look at his feet. He's got 10 different versions of his feet. They got flavors.
All right.
I can imagine doing a soup fast. You know, I don't eat soup at all. All right. Chris Rock says that he hates all civil rights movies. He says they make racism look fixable. While he was on the How Neil Feel podcast with Neil Brennan, here's what he said.
I hate all civil rights movies. Don't get me wrong. I applaud the effort and they should exist. The problem is they only show the back of the bus and the lunch counter. They actually make racism look very, like, fixable. And they don't really get into how dysfunctional the relationships were. Racism and Jim Crow is so much dirtier than any movie ever showed.
Yeah,
he said in the 40s and in the 40s and 50s, white men would just walk in your house and take your food. He said, my mother used to get her teeth taken out at the vet because you weren't allowed to go to the dentist. No movie shows you that.
Yeah, and they wouldn't just take your food. They would take your woman. They would take your wife. They would take your daughter. Like, salute to my guys, Neil Brennan and Chris Rock. I feel him. They don't deal with the reality of those situations in those movies because white people never really want to truly dig into how foul their ancestors were. Like, they never, it's always whitewashed.
All right. Now, I got to shout out myself because I actually announced yesterday online that I have a show coming on Fox All and it actually debuts tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
called Established with Angela Yee. And the first guest okay. is Method Man. And it's a fun interview. And I want to encourage everybody to watch because there's a lot of great stories you will have never heard before because I did used to work for Wu-Tang. So I have some fun Method Man stories that we actually elaborate on. And I think both of us had a great time. So that will be out tomorrow night on Fox Soul.
Congrats. We're dropping the cool bombs for Angela Lee. Established.
Angela Lee. Established.
Okay. On Fox Soul.
Yes. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that dog to?
I don't know, man. My mind is all over the place this morning. I woke up late. So I got a few people I just want to give a little piece of the he and the heart to. I got a few things on my mind we can discuss. So let's just call this a verbal scream of donkiness that I will let loose for after the hour.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club.
Hey, man.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
I just want to talk to y'all. Can we kick it for a spell? Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 4th. If I'm being honest with you all, my mind is all over the place this morning. I overslept because I was up late. I did Stephen Colbert's live late night election special on Showtime last night. Dropping the clues bombs with Stephen Colbert. Then I was up watching some of the results of the presidential election, and last night confirmed a lot of what I already had expected. Okay, see, all I could feel yesterday was a feeling of uncertainty in regards to this presidential election, even though I already had accepted the fact that whatever happens is God's will. Okay, my plan, regardless of who wins, is the same. To continue to community build, to continue to create jobs, to continue to engage in politics on a local level. And regardless of who's in power in the White House, support folks who I know care about the interests of Black people when they choose to engage with whatever administration wins, okay? That is my plan. But yet, even with that plan, even with me accepting whatever fate is bestowed to this country, I still had a feeling of uncertainty in regards to the election. When you have that uncertainty, you ask a whole bunch of questions to people, you talk to the experts, you look at the polls because you want something to ease that anxiety. But all uncertainty does is increase your anxiety because when nothing is sure, all things are possible. 2016 should have shown us that. But for some reason, you had a lot of cocky ass Democrats, a lot of cocky people on the Biden-Harris campaign. They were moving like some elitists who really just thought America was going to show up to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. But this is America. Okay, a country that was never right. All right, a country that was divided way before Trump, a country where the very foundation was literally built on division. And the illusion of America has been revealed. Okay, America can't unsee what it's seen. This system, what's considered normal, has never worked for all of us. And that is on full display right now in this country. So who's getting donkey of the day? Well, I'm casting a wide net. Okay, I got a few people I want to give some of this he and this heart to. Let's start in South Carolina, the crib, dropping the clues bombs from my home state of South Carolina. I'm not even upset with you for not electing Jamie Harrison. I would say I'm disappointed, but I'm not because I'm from South Carolina, born and raised. So I understand all the overt racism that exists in South Carolina that I wasn't even really aware of growing up because it was all just so normal. okay, John C. Calhoun statue downtown. Used to see it all the time. That literally just came down, you know, about a couple months ago. Confederate flag on the State House lawn. That just came down a few years ago. And it took that white devil Dylan Roof killing 9 beautiful black souls at Emmanuel AME Church for that to happen. Highways and buildings named after racist segregationist Strom Thurmond. So reelecting Lindsey Graham in South Carolina shouldn't have come to a surprise to anyone. Hell, all that rhetoric he's been spewing the past few weeks, whether it's saying segregation was the good old days or saying black people and immigrants can go anywhere as long as they are conservatives, saying women can be anything in America as long as they are pro-life and follow a traditional family structure, that rhetoric probably energized racists and bigots in South Carolina in ways we have never seen before. So they went out and voted for their guy. Okay, so even though I'm not upset, I'm still giving the state of South Carolina the credit they deserve for being stupid, because Lindsey Graham versus Jamie Harrison, that matchup wasn't even competitive at the polls. Okay, all that energy Jamie had going into Election Day, all that money he raised, and it didn't reflect in the voting booth at all. What the hell happened? Okay, also, Miami-Dade County, not just Miami-Dade County. The Latinos in Miami-Dade County, do you know that around 55% of Florida's Cuban-American vote went to Donald Trump? Y'all let Pitbull down. Okay, not only 55% of Florida's Cuban-Americans voted for Trump. According to NBC News, exit polls say 30% of Puerto Ricans and 48% of other Latinos back Trump. Dramos, explain your people.
I mean, I think, to be honest, we weren't spoken to. A, that you should be disgusted if you're a Puerto Rican that voted for Trump. How many hundreds of thousands you guys displaced after Hurricane Maria and this man didn't care about you at all? But B, Trump did a great job marketing. He spoke to the fears of a lot of Cuban Americans and a lot of people from Central and South America, you know, using the rhetoric that the Democrats are socialists, they want to be communists, and that sparked the fear and the trauma that Cubans had with Fidel Castro. So kudos to him on that marketing, and Joe Biden, you should have done better.
Well, dropping the clues bombs for Dramos Ramos. New Jersey's head of Latinos for Trump. Okay.
Shut up, man.
a GOP strategist actually agreed with Dramos. He said Trump showed up in Florida. He asked us what our issues are, and he addressed them. He didn't take us for granted. Clearly, these folks didn't care about none of Trump's racist rhetoric towards Latinos, and clearly, we care more about kids in cages than people whose kids are actually in cages do. And as I told y'all earlier, you will never beat Trump or anyone like him if you keep chalking up the reason he gets so much support because folks are racist. Okay, you have to find out what the other variables are, all right, that cause people to vote for him. If not, you will never beat him or anyone like him in the future. Okay, racism and bigotry are clearly not a deal breaker. And y'all be like, I can never be friends with somebody who supports Trump. But you've been working for racist white men like Trump your whole life. Shut up. Now, who else is getting a piece of this he and hard this morning? Oh, Keith Olbermann. Okay, he apologized for a tweet and delete yesterday because he tweeted out, yes, Donald Trump has always been, will always be, and on the day of his bid for re-election, still is a whiny little Kunta Kinte. Anybody get it? Nobody?
Oh, well, I get it.
I don't. Kunta is a slave character from the 1976 novel Roots by Alex Haley.
It was stupid. It took me a minute, but
I had no idea that white people, instead of using the C word that rhymes with punt, used Kunta. They don't even sound alike, unless he thinks Kunta is pronounced. Can I say that?
No. You cannot say that word. Definitely not.
Okay, well, unless he thinks Kunta is pronounced Punta with a C, okay? I'm really confused. Keith apologized and tweeted, I was using an old 70s, 80s technique for calling somebody the C word without writing the C word, just using a sound alike. They don't sound alike. Do Kunta and that word sound alike? Or am I tripping?
No, okay. They don't.
You know, I can't pronounce something, so maybe it sounds like, and I'm pronouncing it wrong. He said, yeah, just using a sound like to call Trump the C word, deleting previous tweet largely because this one clarifies the C word part. Look, I'm so confused. I've been alive 42 years, and never in my life have I ever heard someone use Kunta and replace it a C word. Now, I don't speak old white men fluently, okay? So maybe that's the thing in Keith Olbermann's world. In my world, it just sounds like the mayonnaise is heavy on that one. Okay, so there you have it. That's just my verbal scream of donkeyness. I can't even bring myself to discuss the results of the presidential election yet because we don't know the results of the presidential election yet, but I'm sure I will be getting to that soon. But to be clear, please give my home state of South Carolina, please give Miami-Dade County, and please give Keith Olbermann the biggest hee-haw.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hey, Yvonne, what's your question for Yee?
Okay, so I wanted to ask Miss Yee, how do you turn down your ex every time he calls? Because I don't have anyone else, but he always ends up getting me every single time.
So it's just convenient. You know what? I'm going to say this. First of all, do you still want to be with your ex? Why aren't y'all together?
I actually don't think I do. I really don't. I don't think I do. I think I used to, but I don't. I think it's familiar.
Mm-hmm. So why did y'all break up?
Because I travel for work, and he just wasn't ready for what I'm ready for. I travel, and I didn't. He wanted me to stop traveling, and I didn't. But I didn't because I wanted him to step up, and he didn't.
All right, so you're just doing it because you're not. I find from my own experience that it's really hard to find the right person for you when you still have a lot of clutter in your life. And sometimes you need to just clear your slate to allow for the right person to come into your life. And all you're doing is stalling that from happening by going back to your ex all the time.
I know. And this time it's been like 6 months, and that's mainly because I'm out of town. But he's still been calling. I just didn't answer because I can. I'm in a position where I don't have to answer because I'm not there.
Right. But then as soon as you get back, you're like, I'm bored. I want to get some.
Exactly. Exactly. And then I'm running into like dead end walls. And I don't even know if I won't say it's my clutter. It's just the selection is horrible out here.
Right. Listen, I get it. Like, it's not easy to date, and it is easy to be with somebody that's familiar. You feel safe. You're just doing it. But then you're like, what a waste of my time at the same time. I think there's nothing wrong with being by yourself, and you have to be okay with that. And you have to be able to enjoy your own company and do things that make you happy that don't involve him.
I totally agree.
If that means, okay, you know what, instead of doing that, let me make plans to catch up with, you know, somebody I haven't been around in a while, or do something for one of my friends, or see some family members that I feel, I travel all the time. I don't get a chance to do those things. And fill your plans up with things like that, that actually make you feel good.
Which I do. It's just that, you know, after doing all of that, because I do a lot, so I do that. But it's like after doing all of that, and then you're like, okay, now what?
I want some D. You like, I want some D.
Right, that part, right there.
Yeah. Listen, just take a little vow of celibacy within yourself. You'll be surprised at things you can get done when you decide that sex is not that important for the moment, when it's not with the right person.
You know what? That is so true, because I'm actually learning, like, even though I'm saying this, I'm really slowly learning so many different things about myself. Like, I'm really looking backwards, you know, like I'm going ahead, and then I look back like, wow, it's been, you know, and I ain't even thought about, you know.
Matter of fact, I have something for you. I got some toys that I'm going to send you from Doc Johnson, so you can be your own best friend, okay? You can have your own D on call, on demand. Hold on the line, but I'm only going to send this to you if you make a vow to stop messing with your ex.
Okay, I vow. I promise. I'm done.
Okay, hold on the line, Dan. Let's get her some Doc Johnson products.
Okay, thank you guys.
No problem.
I love you guys are great.
Enjoy.
Envy said enjoy, because I do. I enjoy a good Doc
Envy
Johnson
said, don't
product.
Send her my stuff.
I enjoy a good Doc Johnson product.
Oh my.
I like mine 9.5 inches long, 3 inches of circumference.
And do you find that funny?
What speed
well, Gia
do you like
confirmed it.
Anyway, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, any type of advice, call me now. It's The Breakfast Club. I said call me. Call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Me, I'm Brittany.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
So, I am 32, and my significant other is 48. I'm not getting any.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Should I be concerned?
Was this an issue before? How long y'all been together?
We've been together a little over 3 years. And the first, like, 9 months to a year, it was good. But it has drastically declined since then.
Is the relationship still good other than the sex?
Everything else is perfect.
Yeah, I think sometimes people get comfortable. I'm not going to lie. That does tend to happen. And with coronavirus, are y'all around each other a whole lot more than normal?
We live together.
Mm-hmm. Has he been stressed about other things outside of your relationship?
Well, I'll tell you, work does stress him, but I mean, I get that he might have stresses, but I need a turnaround, though. I need some. I'm young. I want some. I don't know,
because a lot of times when we're in relationships, sex can be mental. For some people, they can have sex through their stresses. Some people handle it differently. And so sometimes it's hard for people to feel sexual. What about other things? Like, has his weight changed, his diet, anything else? Health issues?
No, he does have some health concerns. Because he's tired a lot from work. He does have a very demanding job.
Okay. So it could be those things, because it feels like if everything else is on point, it sounds like something personal that's going on with him that maybe he hasn't even tapped into yet. So I would recommend that you be really overly sympathetic about that and nice, and not stress the fact that y'all not having sex. Because sometimes it's hard when you keep on being like, how come we're not having sex? How come we're not doing that? And then that makes it even worse, right? Then it feels like a chore. So you want it to feel like fun. You want it to feel like something he wants to do, like a release. So maybe you should try to set some special things up for him. So as you know, he's stressed out. He's got some health issues. Maybe there's things you can do in the house, like have a special night in where y'all order some food. You make it nice, sexy, romantic, get some wine. You know, give him a massage in the house, things like that, that are a little bit of a break from the norm. Because sometimes we do take people for granted and we think that they're always going to feel sexual in the way they felt in the beginning. But life changes. And sometimes those life changes make your sexual desires change, too.
Okay.
Yeah, make it feel fun. You know, maybe y'all watch a porno together. Just do something different from the norm and have a good time with it. Because it's hard when you're trying to tell somebody, how come we don't have sex? I want to have sex. And then they feel like, ugh, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to guilt him or shame him into it either. So.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Angela.
You should masturbate in front of him. Do you do that?
Ooh, that's so much fun. I just bought a little bullet, too. So maybe I'll try that. I'll start with
that way you're going to get yours regardless, whether or not he joins in.
I hope you start doing that. And I hope he yells out, what's that smell?
Anyway,
thank you, Yee.
No problem.
All right. Well, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. You got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about the Colbert Show from last night. Charlamagne was on, and we'll talk about some of his hot takes.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Angela Yee. It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, last night, Stephen Colbert did his second election night special. Stephen Colbert's Election Night 2020, Democracy's Last Stand, Building Back America, Great Again, Better 2020. If y'all remember, he did this back in 2016. And Charlamagne, you had some things to say on the special. Listen to this.
Black people have long been the soul of this country because we have to believe in the promise of equality and justice that America provides. Just like a belief in a higher power, for black people, America's promise is something that is not visible, but we have faith in that promise. And that faith is a model for all Americans. So we will continue to shout and demand to be treated equally in this country, but we can't do it forever. And if America loses its soul, Lord have mercy, it's game over. The land will still exist, but the noble human experiment, that's a wrap.
Yeah, that guy knows what he's talking about, man. I believe him. Now, will America lose its soul? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. We don't know.
When do you think we'll get these results? You think today we'll know?
You might get them today, depending on what state swing, you know, whose way.
Somebody gets a 270.
Yeah, Michigan might get in the day. I doubt Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania going to take a couple of days. Michigan, who else? Who's the other big one? North Carolina?
Shout out to Wayne County. I'm hoping for Michigan to swing my way just because I got residency there also. So
Don't say that. Don't say swing my way like that, because the Democrats will go make a commercial shorty today with Shorty Swing My Way playing.
Michigan swing my way.
Who sang that? Jhené, right?
Look good who sang tonight. That? No, man.
The Democrats will find those people.
I can't remember their name.
The Democrats will find that group and make a commercial today.
All right. And Carl Anthony Towns KP and Envy. Has... Okay, Envy. I knew that sounded like you.
Envy. I didn't know that was you. All right, boo.
I'll take it.
You. All right. Karl Anthony Towns is talking about his mother's death from COVID-19. And the video is called The Toughest Year of My Life. And he talked to Now with Natalie host, Natalie Manuel Lee. And here's what he said.
Her sister's on the phone and she cut us off. She said, hey, I just want to let you guys know that she has passed away officially. She had took her last breath with laughter. And there was no other way. Jackie would have wanted it. She didn't want people to cry for her. She wanted people to laugh. That just hurts. It hurts so bad. I'm 24. I just started figuring my life out. I'm just happy I had the time I did because it made me who I am. My kids get to meet her through me because I am the most like her in any way.
Hey, man. Prayers up for that, brother.
Man.
I don't wish that kind of trauma on nobody. And listen, Natalie does great work. Salute to Natalie. You can't teach what Natalie has. She got that warm, inviting spirit that just makes you feel comfortable enough to open up in that way. So salute to Natalie.
I've been thinking of what I want my funeral to be like, and I want it to be like a celebration, too.
Why are you thinking about that?
Because I do. Ms. Morbid? I try to plan for things. I try to plan for things.
You go plan for that? How you going to plan
for your funeral?
Listen, let me tell you, a great thing that you can do is make sure that it's paid for. I have friends who have family members who already have like everything. They done picked out all their stuff. So when it's time to plan that funeral, nobody has to really be worried about those things because that's a difficult thing when someone dies and you got to plan everything. And then there's financial issues and there's no money and they're trying to figure out how they'll pull it together.
Yeah, mine is paid for, but I ain't planning it now.
I'm just saying I don't like funerals. Mine to be like a celebration.
Yeah, I don't like funerals. I'm not going to mine if I can help it.
All right, so you want to be cremated.
I'm just not going. And it is, but you know what's so funny? I hate when people say it's a financial inconvenience for funerals as if the person planned to die.
Did it on purpose.
You know what I mean? Like he did it on purpose. Like, man, you know messed up. You just going to die?
No, I get it, but I'm just saying that's why it is nice if you're alive now, if you guys have, like, insurance and make sure that that's taken care of. I did that just because I didn't want, like, God forbid something happens, anybody to have to deal with that, too. Sometimes it's hard. Imagine you don't have any money. You got to plan a funeral for somebody, and now you're trying to get family members to give him money. Nobody wants to do it. People acting broke, you know?
Damn, GoFundMe's boy.
Right. Now, Mark Cuban has given an update on Delonte West's recovery, and so that's nice. He said, because we all want something to feel great about today, here is your Delonte West update. It's still an uphill battle, but he is climbing, and you can see he's, you know, kayaking and having a good time. It looks like he's doing much better. So that was after a viral photo of him out on the streets of Dallas where he wasn't looking too good. And, you know, Mark Cuban went out there, connected with him, and it looks like things are doing much better. So we'll continue to pray for him and his progress. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Get your request in right now. Let me know what you want to hear. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's DJ Envy, and for 55 years, the General Insurance has been giving people affordable auto insurance with excellent customer service. Get custom coverage that's right for you and immediate proof of insurance. Call them at 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. So we don't have a winner yet, right?
No, not yet. We're still waiting for,
all right, well,
for these numbers to roll. And I do want to shout out to Black Men Vote. Envy and I were both on with Black Men Vote yesterday. You could follow them at Black Men Vote Official. We're actually giving away some prize packages of their Black Men Vote apparel. Nice sweatshirts, you know, hoodies, crew necks, hats, and all of that. But they're trying to make sure that they're organized. I think they've been around for a couple of years now, and they've definitely been on the ground in a lot of different states. So shout out to Black Men Vote.
Yeah, and listen, whatever happens in the presidential election, it's just important to remember that it's God's will. And also remember that whatever happens will not be normal. Okay? There's nothing about the past 4 years that has been normal, and this isn't going to end normally at all. So we're going to see.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive note. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. The positive note is simply this. Nothing can happen without God's permission, and God will not allow a difficulty unless he has a divine purpose for it. If you will just keep your peace, you'll pass the test, and God will bring you out better than you were before.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.